Our next item is Colonial East LP, conditional use number 1817, site plan Route 9 and Road 265.
I sent each of you a copy of this site plan. It's for a 82-lot expansion to an existing manufactured home park. The conditional use was approved December 12th of 2008 with 13 conditions. Site plan was reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee June 5th of this year. The only agencies that responded were the County Engineering Department, Fire Marshal Office, Natural Resource Conservation Service, and Division of Public Health. The 82 lots will be built in four phases. Phase one is for 25 lots, phase two, 50 lots, three, six lots, and phase four, one lot. The average number of lots per year cannot exceed 25. The applicant has advised on the site plan that phase one would be completed by year 2010. Phase two, 2011, phase three, 2012, and phase four, 2013. The minimum lot area is 7,500 square feet, 5,000 is the minimum. County will provide central sewer, Tidewater will provide central water. A landscaping plan needs to be submitted with the final site plan, and the final site plan needs to reference the 13 conditions of approval. And final approval should be subject to the review and approval of the commission once we receive all agency approval. So I'll have, if you have any questions.
All right, sir.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning Colonial East LP, conditional use number 1817, site plan on Route 9 and Road 265, my motion is for approval as a preliminary. With the notation that a landscaping plan needs to be submitted with a final site plan, with the final site plan referencing the 13 conditions of approval. And that the based on the condition of approval number 8, the final approval will be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve a Colonial East LP conditional use number 1817 site plan on Route 9 and Road 265 with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.